fully appreciate today's gospel, it is helpful to first understand when and where it was taking place. So it's important to know that just prior to this particular story, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, an act that was so amazing and so frightening that it led the Jewish leadership to decide that Jesus had to die. So Jesus left the area, but after a brief time, he traveled back to Bethany and the home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, preparing for what he knew would be his final trip to Jerusalem. And next week, on Palm Sunday, the gospel story will pick up from where we end today, at Jesus' triumphal entry into that city, riding on a donkey and hearing the joyful shouts of the crowd. So the scene we witness today is actually quite moving, for here we have a glimpse of Jesus at a place where he could simply relax and be among friends, with no need to preach or teach or argue or defend himself. Instead, knowing what lay ahead, Jesus had chosen to spend time with people he loved. So there they were, gathered for dinner, when something totally unexpected occurred. Mary, Lazarus' sister, appeared. Now remember, this is the same Mary who had sat at Jesus' feet listening to him teach. The same Mary who told Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died." The same Mary who was able to literally welcome her brother back from the dead. So this woman, who was so attentive to Jesus, who clearly tried to understand him and his teaching, and who had great faith in him, came to where he was sitting and knelt before him. And then she broke open a jar of costly perfume, anointed Jesus' feet, and dried them with her hair. And we can just imagine the hush that must have fallen over the room and the shocked looks exchanged by the other guests at the table. But perhaps we can also imagine the great tenderness with which Mary cared for Jesus, and the fact that she understood deep inside that somehow this would be the last time she saw him. And then we can sit back in awe, for in Mary we find an example of complete and utter devotion to Jesus Christ. To fathom why that is so, we must again understand the context. In that culture, a single woman did not touch a single man ever, but Mary openly touched Jesus. Plus, she undid her hair, breaking another taboo, for an honorable woman did not loosen her hair around men. And the jar of perfume that Mary used was indeed quite expensive, for if Judas thought that it could be sold for 300 denarii, then it was worth about a year's wages. So to those watching, Mary would have appeared to be completely out of control, breaking every social norm and pouring out literally thousands of dollars worth of perfume on, of all things, a pair of feet. But the truth is, Mary, unlike most of those present, must have had a profound understanding of just who Jesus was. And also, unlike most of those present, she was willing to give all she had in order to honor and to serve him. Her extravagance was stunning, and the humility with which she offered it demonstrates a love that is almost beyond our comprehension. Judas, then, serves as a sharp contrast to Mary's heartfelt devotion. Because for whatever reason, Judas had developed an attitude of selfishness and greed. Even if originally he had high hopes and sincere devotion when he had chosen to follow Jesus, his discipleship had disintegrated into dishonesty and deception. And even though he may sound here like a voice of reason, the perfume, after all, was very expensive. His motives were suspect, and it is clear that he had no real understanding of Jesus or his mission. So, the challenge for us in this story lies in the fact that most of us here have a little more Judas in us than we'd like to admit. Not that we're duplicitous or dishonest, but that we'd rather listen to what we call the voice of reason and remain more than a little selfish. Extravagance like that scares us, and the thought of crossing lines or breaking social norms to show our devotion to Jesus is really quite unappealing. So we look at what we might have to give to God, be it our time, our talent, or our money, and we carefully weigh the cost. What will I have to give up? We wonder. What might I lose? We ask. And we think, and we calculate, and quite often we hold back. Not because we're bad people, but because, like Judas, our own self-interest, our own comfort, and our own goals and ideas are more important to us than some sort of out there, overboard spirituality. For the bottom line is this: we want to be comfortable. We don't want to be inconvenienced, nor do we want to embarrass ourselves in any way. Extravagance? Well, that's reserved for a great vacation or a gourmet meal. And our spiritual lives? Well, they're to be private and carefully controlled. Which means that Mary's actions come off as over the top and discomforting. And we congratulate ourselves on our restrained good sense. But God does not call us to a life of careful calculation, for God blesses us abundantly and expects no small return. And history is full of people who invested themselves wholeheartedly in God's mission. From Abraham and Sarah setting off to a strange land, Moses heading back to plead with Pharaoh, and those disciples who dropped everything to follow Jesus, to the fiery passion of Martin Luther King Jr., the devotion of Mother Teresa, and the work of reconciliation carried out by Archbishop Desmond Tutu. So past and current history shows us that there are countless examples of spiritual extravagance to be found. And truthfully, these folks started out no differently from you or from me. They were just willing to take the next step and pour themselves out at Jesus' feet. So imagine, just for a minute, imagine yourself in Mary's place. Imagine loving Jesus so much that everything else falls away, and all that matters is showing Jesus, as best you know how much you love him, how much you honor and respect him, how much you treasure his presence. Imagine that extravagant love, that profound self-giving, that willingness to pour out a wildly expensive perfume on feet that would soon be walking to their death. Imagine all that, and then realize just for a moment what a gift it would be to love Jesus that much. Amen.